Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, this is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections. I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. This is the March 17th program, and it's 9 o'clock here on the East Coast at my home in Florida, and that means it's 6 o'clock on the West Coast here in the United States or wherever else you may be. Who knows? I get folks that tune in from the program all around the world. I have a very large audience that comes out of Europe and also out of Australia. So we want to thank everybody for joining us on the program tonight. As you notice, I've got a different background, so I'm trying some different background schemes. You don't need to see what's going on here on the inside of my apartment where I live here, so this looks a little better. I'll be changing those periodically, some of the background schemes that are there. So now, with that, though, I want to say normally at this time I'm always bringing in Blanca and having her, you know, say hi to everybody, but she will not be able to be with us tonight. She had come down with a real, real serious bug, and she's basically been in bed all day today. She's just kind of starting to recover, so she won't be with us tonight, but that's kind of, you know, okay, because I'm doing a little bit different of a program tonight. I'm actually going to share part of the PowerPoint program from what I do in the workshop. But before that, a couple of announcements. We have a workshop in Pittsburgh this coming Saturday. Now, folks, please understand, it's extremely important for you to know that I've been saying that those who come to the workshops, you are able to basically be able to participate in the first round of the Dong currency exchange. Pittsburgh will be the last one. All the slots are rapidly filling up. So the people at Pittsburgh will be able to participate, those that attend there, we'll be able to participate in the first round of the Dong Exchange. 2 weeks after that, I'm in Santa Ana, and I'm sorry, folks, won't be able to do that one. So, because all the slots will be filled. So if you are really serious about wanting to be in that first round of the Dong Exchange, and folks, here's what I've said. I'm limiting people to 5 million Dong, and it pays out at $1.50 each. You do the math. Is that worth it for you to come to Pittsburgh? I still have plenty of seats that are open for that, okay? So with that, so I said yes, Pittsburgh and Santa Ana are the next two workshops, and that's pretty much all the announcements that I have tonight. Carlos, you had asked about Hawaii. I'm looking at Hawaii probably in the fall. That's when I'll be coming back to Hawaii because I was just there. I think it was in September or somewhere around there. I was in Hawaii or I don't know. I've been there within about the last year, so, but I'm looking probably around fall coming to Hawaii, okay? So, well, with that, folks, I think we're ready to get started to the program. Now, as I said, what I'm going to do, I didn't have anything urgent on the program tonight that I needed to share, nothing really new. We're still waiting for the input coming from our brokers and buyers on the currency exchange for the round one, and I didn't have anything else that was pressing news-wise, and I don't need to be discussing what's going on in what is called, you know, the world or global affairs right now. It's been kind of a quiet time. So, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch over now, and you're going to see a little different view here on the program. And this is a part of the PowerPoint that I bring from the workshop. And so after I do some general introduction, this is what it is. I say, all right, let's get started to today's intriguing program. Now, remember, the workshop goes all day long, but we're only going to do about a half hour to 45 minutes of this. So what I said this new workshop, so I'm going to read along from the PowerPoint so you can read along with me, okay? So, yeah, it says, this new workshop is designed to take us to the next level of understanding in the purpose of the financial release of abundance and our place as financial custodians in our changing world. Oh, I went the wrong way. So let's get started on a wonderful day together. While much of the information is similar to the past workshop, most of the new material will come later in the day. We live in a universe of two worlds, and this is where I'm talking about this changing world, the conventional world and the shadow or the private world. And these two worlds exist in all the areas that influence our lives. The conventional versus the shadow world exist in the institutions of government, finance, media, politics, education, the legal court systems, religious institutions, and others. Now, this duality system is a part of duality consciousness, a thought system or process that pervades our complete universe and creates this white hat versus black hat system of our world. If you want to truly understand the basis and the root of our universe, it will be discovered in understanding that duality or separation consciousness process. The world we perceive is a subjective reality that is manufactured from our collective beliefs, thoughts, and emotions. Now, I discussed this later in the program, but it's what I've talked about in past programs, is that we live in a world that's a holographic illusion, and all of it is created from the power of our thoughts. Now, once you understand this thought process, you will see that duality consciousness is what creates most of the problems of our world. Life and issues make much more sense once it is understood. Now, most of today's information can be found on the internet by doing your own research. Though some of it may seem mystical or ethereal, the vast majority is from tangible sources. So why are we here? Well, most of you are here attending from a previous workshop, and I will give a brief review of the previous materials and then take us into a deeper understanding of the essential aspects. We live in a world that's going through a major and historical transformation. We are in the beginning stages of the biggest collective awakening ever seen in the history of humankind. And also, I'm going to be posting out also on my Facebook page another post from Cryon, who basically is saying that humanity is in the midst of starting its greatest transformation ever in its history of existence. The greatest aspect of this change is in the shift of the energy frequency and the vibration of the planet, and it's impacting on everything residing in its environment. Now, this new age, this new era will be known as the time of healing, an era where humanity discovers its true identity and capability to bring about a new world of wonder and experience. It's a time of great love, a great change, and the beginning of great compassion. As mentioned, duality consciousness has predicated to us a dualistic world, one created from the lower dimensions of ego consciousness versus the higher dimensions of awareness and perception of how our universe operates. You see, the ego seeks to defy, divide and separate, but spirit seeks to unify and to heal. For thousands of years, we perceived a world of 4D, or the four-dimensional aspects, the dimensions of height, width, depth, and time, the physical world experienced in an aspect with time. This is what most of humanity has perceived as reality. And periodically, spiritual masters would come into our world to tell us of a different life, a different perspective, a different reality, giving us the ability to wake up to the higher dimensions of existence. But history shows us our world was controlled by powerful elite individuals and groups who use their power to keep the masses of humanity in ignorance or darkness and to keep them enslaved to their systems of power and control. Their greatest tool or weapon has been the power of fear. Fear is used to separate or divide humanity and keep us in wars and ignorance, the duality situation. Fear is the greatest tool that keeps us in this duality. Various publications talk about our past as a multidimensional race being in touch with all aspects of our universe. But another race came to our planet and through manipulative means changed our genetic structure to dumb us down and turn us into these primarily physical third dimensional beings on planet Earth. Best source of this information is found in the Neruda interviews, and they're on my website. It's under the resources tab on my website. Now, others tell the story as well, but Neruda's is one of the best, in my opinion. We were fully functional, multidimensional beings with 12 strands of DNA all connected and functioning. And these other beings, through genetic manipulation, disconnected 10 of those DNA strands and left us with the current double helix in our DNA. The memory of being fully functional, multidimensional beings still resides in our DNA, but it's disconnected from our functioning memory process. This is the era where our 10 strands are starting to be reconnected. Now, don't ask me how or how long it will take. My understanding is that it can be different for each individual. This means the human race is on its way back to being a fully functional, multidimensional being. In my understanding, this is a step-by-step process over some decades. And by the end of the day, we'll see our responsibility, the work we need to do, and why the currency exchange is a part of this shift for humanity. So our world is going through a massive change, giving us the opportunity to change with it. We either change with this new world or it will change us. We either wake up and change experience ourselves caught in a world of lower dimensional aspects of suffering, pain, confusion, and destruction. There's a shift happening. The world's people are waking up from the spell. Do not be distracted by negative agendas, false news, low-frequency foods, low-frequency entertainment, nor by any of the demons busy at work. Transformation is underway regardless within you right now as we speak and as you read this. It is real. Trust it, honor it, nurture it, cultivate it, protect it. The shift, it is happening now. Now, this change is about being in alignment and in touch with a major shift and change that's happening to our Earth and our universe. And this is not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but a once-in-an-age opportunity spanning a millennia of time. This is about educating ourselves to create personal change and to become influencers of world change, with money being one of the primary tools. This is about learning how we acquired this physical financial slavery, the sources of our freedom, and how we can bring about true change in ourselves and in our world. We're in the midst of a major galactic shift of cosmic energy that's impacting everything and everybody on this planet. The energetic shift is not so much on the outside world events, but it's on the inside. It's an inner intuitive shift within us. And it's all about the energy of life. Because this guy said it so well. He says, energy, everything is energy. That's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. It's not a bunch of woo-woo thinking. This is pure physics. It's all about the shift and the change of the physics of our universe. And Nikola Tesla said, if you wish to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. This is a major statement. And it's not just the energy of the universe, but the energy of our being and our substance. Because see, everything changes when you start to emit your own energy frequency rather than absorbing the frequencies around you. When you start imprinting your intent on the universe, rather than receiving an imprint from existence. It's about understanding the energy, frequency, and vibration of our bodies and beings that is propagated from our minds, i.e. our thoughts. Everything we do is infused with the energy with which we do it. If we're frantic, life will be frantic. If we're peaceful, life will be peaceful. So our goal in any situation becomes inner peace. The energy frequency of the planet is shifting, and so is everything in it. Everything that transpires in this world first starts as energy. It first appears in the etheric, unseen, energetic world before we see and experience it in the physical world. Now, if there was a climactic point in the shift, yeah, it was that December 21st, 2012 date. This was not just a fable or a prophecy, but an actual date that our galaxy completed a 26,000-year cycle and moved into a new era, a new age. On that date, December 21st, 2012, the Earth and the Sun lined up with the center of the galaxy, a 26,000-year cycle to start a new trip around the galaxy, a new era. As you can see it here, this is what happened. Also, our planet has moved into a new position in the solar system. It's entered what is called the photon band, a place that is emitting a higher frequency of light energy photons onto the Earth, creating a higher vibration and creating a higher consciousness. Now, this photon band emitting a higher frequency of light energy is assisting us in waking up. You see, light does that. It wakes you up from a slumber or a darkness. Now, here's an illustration of it. Now, the yellow line here basically is, the yellow line is like the photon band. And then outside of it here is the Earth stuff that's outside of it. Now, yes, this is in Spanish. I couldn't find one in English, folks, but here's the Earth. It's outside of this photon band for about 10,800 years, and then it comes in for about 2,160 years, and then it completes that full cycle. Now, it's not an exact 26,000, but that's the 26,000-year cycle, and that history has shown us every time this new cycle starts, humanity goes through a major shift and change in its energy structure and its consciousness. Here's another illustration of it. Here you see our sun and our solar system, and then it moves into the photon band. Now, the Earth is now fully within this photon band for about the next 2,000 years, and this is the time of the shift and change for the human race. This photon band is a higher quotient of light energy, an electromagnetic wave of radiation light. And this band energy also accelerates the shift and the change of the DNA within us, creating an opportunity to have a deeper sense of awareness and consciousness. And as I mentioned earlier, it's this photon band light energy that's assisting us in reconnecting the disconnected DNA strands within us. Because once you experience the energy of experience the magic of high frequency energy, you will not want anything to contaminate your energy field. Now, this DNA shift is the primary cause of the changes that we're experiencing. We're in the process of experiencing the reconnection again of the antenna connected strands of our DNA. There are a number of sources that talk about this process, but the best book to read is Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak, and you see the book here. Now, I'll discuss more of this later, but in essence, as these other DNA strands are reconnected, it transmutes us into higher consciousness, a greater sense of awareness of our universe. And the result of the unconnected strands has been a human race kept in ignorance, darkness, and unawareness of being manipulated by powerful non-physical beings. And the primary tool of their manipulation is fear. Fear shuts down our sense of consciousness and awareness. And by creating, manipulating fearful events in our world, they keep us ignorant and unaware of the truth in our world. Now, as mentioned in past radio programs, our thoughts create these electromagnetic particles called memes. These memes have an energy frequency that empowers them. These energy particles are the source of the energy substance or the food for the non-physical being. Now, what I said, literally your thoughts release these little tiny you know, electromagnetic particles called beams, and they kind of go around us, and they have a vibration of their own. And that's why we enjoy being around somebody who's very positive, because we like the vibe, you know, that they're putting out. Literally, the memes, we're picking up the memes that they're putting out. But these very, very powerful non-physical beings that are negative and low frequency in their orientation, they feed off of these memes. Their food is energy. Our food as physical beings is physical food. They're predominantly energy beings, so their food is energy. And if these beings are low vibration in their living and thinking, then they need low vibration memes to keep feeding their existence. And they live off our low vibration memes, with fear-based memes being their greatest source. And that is why they manipulate fear-based events. And we're experiencing one of the greatest manipulations at this time. COVID-19 is primarily an experience that is a fear-based for most of humanity. Now, I discussed this more later in the program or in the day, but this is a huge factor in generating the release of the currency exchange fund, so I wanted to address it earlier in our day. The electromagnetic energy field that surrounds the Earth is measured as the Schumann resonance. Now, for decades, the Schumann resonance was measured at 7.3 hertz. And in about the last 4 to 5 years, it has more than doubled, with the frequent shifts to 16.8. And in the past year, it's had momentary spikes to 32 hertz. Now, and these slides are a little bit older, but this is when we really started seeing the shift. On Easter Sunday, 2017, it had a temporary spike to 92 hertz, the first time it was ever that high. And we see it here. This is where we see where it had that spike. Then something happened on March 17th, 2019, 2 years ago. In fact, it's 2 years from today. The Schumann resonance temporarily spiked to over 120 hertz and stayed over 40 hertz for a full 24 hours. These spikes in the Schumann resonance have been ongoing and continuing for the last couple of years. And the masses don't necessarily feel the energetic spikes physically, but they are creating a foundational change to our environment. And some individuals do experience the physical spikes, but those are just a few. These spikes are becoming more frequent, shifting the foundational energy frequency of our surrounding environment. And ironically, on that day, March 19th, we had a workshop in Charlotte, North Carolina. At the end of the day, I had multiple people come up and say that the energy was so strong in the room all day long. That was actually March 17th, I think is what I said. I made a misquote on that. I believe many experienced the physical energy because they were in a higher state of frequency with their minds and their thoughts. Being in a higher frequency of thought, they were in balance with the shifting energy throughout the day. Now, the energy of the Schumann resonance impacts our minds, our thoughts, and our emotions. And by choosing to be in balance with this shifting energy, we experience a heightened increase of awareness and consciousness. We choose to be in control of the emotional outcomes of our experiences. If our thoughts and emotions remain in lower frequency, we'll experience ourselves out of balance energetically. And with that energy comes the pain, the suffering, the confusion, the disorientation, and the list goes on. What are higher frequency thoughts and emotions? It's just really simple. Love, compassion, forgiveness, understanding, humility, etc. It's keeping yourself in that state of thought no matter what is coming at you. And what are lower frequency thoughts and emotions? It's the same. It's very simple, but they're the opposite of the higher ones. Fear, hate, greed, guilt, judgment, forms of anger and selfishness or self-centeredness. What's important to understand is that our habitual aspects of these behavior patterns, most of us live them from a subconscious perspective, and it takes conscious work to change them. Here's some interesting facts about the subconscious mind. It records everything. It's always alert and awake. It controls 95% of our daily lives. It is built on habituation. It speaks to you in your dreams. It has no verbal language. It takes everything literally. It can do trillions of things at once. It's not logical. And it's the feeling mind, and it is 1 million times more powerful than the conscious mind. The choice is always ours, how we choose to respond or react to whatever comes up in front of us at any given moment. Now, this photon energy increases the energy vibration of everything that is on the earth. This energy is not seen by the physical eye, but can be felt as an intuitive sensation. It's primarily a spiritual experience. And we're in the process of an intuitive evolution at the quantum level. And we're moving from the information age into the intuitive age. As a human race, we're being given an opportunity to expand with it, to expand our consciousness. We're being given a chance to wake up, in so many words. This energy, being a higher consciousness light, brings up all the old stuff to the surface to clear and heal. And light will do that. It exposes all the dark stuff in our lives. We either adjust with it, or we'll find ourselves out of balance with the universe, experiencing a great deal of disjunct and disruptive experiences. Adjust or experience yourself feeling out of place in this world. And that's why we're beginning to see a lot of disruption and confusion on our planet. Many people are not shifting and changing with this new energy. I briefly, in a last previous program, and I talked about last year, 2020, talk about a crazy world. I don't think we've experienced anything like that in our lifetimes, about how crazy and disruptive and disjunctive stuff was going on in our world last year. This is a result of this energy coming in, and in a world of duality, it creates a shift and a division between those who are moving into a higher sense of consciousness, awareness, and being at peace versus those that are disjunctive, disruptive, and kind of crazy how stuff is going on. The current status of the riots, disruptions, et cetera, I believe are the result of this increase of energy, and we're seeing the impact of some not changing with it. This ability, I should say inability, to shift or change is sometimes called cognitive dissonance. What is that? This is when people get upset when their beliefs are challenged. A mental conflict occurs when beliefs are contradicted by new information. This conflict activates areas of the brain involved in personal identity and emotional response to threats. The brain's alarms go off when a person feels threatened on a deeply personal and emotional level, causing them to shut down and disregard any rational evidence that contradicts what they previously regarded as true. And another one, cognitive dissonance, is sometimes people hold a core belief that's very strong. And when they're presented with evidence that works against that belief, the new evidence cannot be accepted. It would create a feeling that is extremely uncomfortable called cognitive dissonance. And because it is so important to protect the core belief, they will rationalize, ignore, and even deny anything that doesn't fit in with the core belief. The more we find ourselves waking up to the shift and change, moving past our own cognitive dissonance, the more we feel out of resonance with the majority of the Earth's population. Out of resonance with others, but totally in balance with this new energetic shift, we experience the black sheep syndrome. Hello, folks, you that are consistently listening to my program, welcome to the black sheep era. Because we don't go around talking about this kind of stuff with people that are out there in the world that we work or that we associate with. Because you don't want to know what? Well, we're all a little weird, and life's a little weird. And when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible with ours, we join up with them, we fall into mutual weirdness, and we call it love. Dr. Seuss. And the more wisdom you attain and the more conscious you will become, the crazier that you will appear to others. Albert Einstein. Now, this new age, this new era astrologically is the age of Aquarius. And in the Bible, it's referred to as the millennial kingdom in the book of Revelation. And ironically, this age is also called what? The golden age. The age when the gold held in trusteeship by the appointed royal groups is to be released to the human race. Now, 2 weeks ago on my program, I talked about all this gold that is out there with the dragon families. And that is why we're here, to experience this shift. The gold of the ages is in the process of being released to shift our world. Now, in past radio programs and workshops, I discussed this gold primarily being held in trusteeship by an ancient bloodline race called the dragon family. Now, I discuss more of that later. But the quadrillions of dollars of gold on this planet, held in trusteeship for millennia, is soon to be released to free humanity, and it's released as we move into energetic alignment with its purpose. I think that's a great place to kind of go ahead and take or stop the program for tonight. We've been here for about a half hour on the program. And so I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. It's kind of a short program, but the purpose, what I wanted to do was to reflect about, we are going through a major, major shift and change right now in our world. And this shift and change is happening because we're going through a major frequency, energetic shift and change and in our world. And we are energy beings. We are frequency beings. And how we choose to react to the shift in energy will determine the quality of the life that we will be living. And as I mentioned, all of this is setting us up and moving us to be in alignment with all the new funds that are being ready to be released. So I think that's about it. Unless anybody, you have some questions or some comments that you would like to make, I'll give a little bit of time for anybody that might want to choose to call into the program tonight. That number is 515-605-9356. Again, the number is 515-605-9356. You press one on your touchtone phone, and that basically lets me know that yes, you would like to come on the air. I don't have anybody lined up right now because I just, made that comment. I'll give about another 30 seconds to a minute to see if anybody's going to come in here. And if not, again, I want to thank everybody for joining me on the program here tonight. It was designed to be kind of a short kind of a program talking about, the shift and change that our world is going through. I don't see anybody wanting to call in with any questions. So I think we'll probably then call it a night because we've been going for almost not quite 35 minutes tonight. So, again, folks, then I guess, again, we'd love to see you at Pittsburgh on the workshop, this coming Saturday. If not, 2 weeks after that in Santa Ana. Other than that, we'll see you on the program next week. Okay. Let me get the jingle. Here we go. Next call. Okay. Goodbye.